This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Live Sunday edition. You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. That's why we call it Free Talk Live, because you're free to call in and talk live here on the radio. It's Mark with you.
I'm Laurel.
And Daryl.
The number's 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-3733. Getting back to a Mother Jones article here, and apparently there's several criminal justice reforms going on in California right now. Looks like they're going to be signed today. They don't have to be signed. They actually have to not be vetoed in order to become law.
Correct.
That's the way. Different states have different rules. So Senate Bill 1437 would revise California's felony murder rule, which holds that anyone, and by the way, this is the way it is in the vast majority of states, if not all of them, which holds that anyone who commits certain felonies may be convicted of murder if a death occurred during the commission of the crime, regardless of who the killer was. In other words, criminals can be sent to death row or prison for life even if they never laid a finger on the victim or didn't intend to harm anyone.
Right, so this story that I'm about to relay, not out of California, but I do remember there was the story a few months ago out of Alabama where a couple of teenage guys were, you know, basically up to no good, had broken into some houses. A cop shot one of the guys in the back.
Yep.
And somebody that was with the group wound up getting charged with the felony murder.
That'll happen, yeah.
Even though he didn't have a weapon, he never shot a weapon, he never fired a weapon, he never stabbed, never did anything, but because someone died in the commission of the crime, he was charged with felony murder.
Yes, that is how the felony murder law works. There's also the misdemeanor manslaughter rule in many states where if you're committing a misdemeanor, for example, shoplifting, and somebody dies, then you can be convicted of manslaughter.
I wasn't familiar with that one. Interesting. So going on here, as long as the accomplice murdered, someone. In one instance, reported by the Marshall Project, five teenagers went to buy marijuana at a house near Malibu in 1995. Four were convicted of murder after one of them fatally stabbed someone during the drug deal. Most were sentenced to life in prison. Under this new law, most murder convictions in these felony cases would be limited to the person who actually committed the killing, those who assisted the killer and intended to take a life, those that participated in the felony while acting with reckless indifference to human life. The bill would apply retroactively, allowing hundreds of people who are currently serving time for felony murder, disproportionately women and young men of color, to petition the court for shorter sentences. In the 1980s, the state Supreme Court described the felony murder rule as a barbaric policy from a bygone age. And as a person who was convicted under this felony one murder law, I got to say, I think it's about time. It's really upsetting that basically I have to say, well, I don't have to, but I choose to. I choose to say, yeah, I'm a murderer because I was convicted of one, convicted of murder, but I never killed anybody. And, you know, it seems like our jails could be better used than putting people in prison who'd never intended to kill anybody. Number
right,
two.
And again, in some cases, never even participated in the killing of someone. You just happened to have been close enough to the area when someone died.
That's mostly it. Yeah, they've got charges like accomplice, principal. They have charges for this. We don't need
conspiracy
this. Yeah, we don't particularly need this charge in order to be able to sentence people correctly. We've got this covered, folks.
Right, but see, a lot of times they wind up doing this charge stacking thing of, oh, well, they fit the criteria for this, 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 and then you wind up with 5 or 10 different charges, and then that's where the pleas come in. We'll start playing, let's make a deal. All right, so we've got 10 charges on you. We'll drop 3 of these if you plead to the others, and then I know you should wind up facing 100 years in prison. We'll just say 5 years, call it a good day.
Well, I think that plea bargaining can certainly end up with people getting the right amount of time. It can end up with them getting fine sentencing and all that. But in many cases, people who are not guilty take plea bargains simply because the system isn't even set up anymore to give trials.
Right.
Far fewer than 1% of arrests result in a trial. And that's it's no longer CSI out there, people.
Right.
I don't know what the shows are that actually have trials. It's not Perry Mason, you know. And things have changed. It's not Law and Order in there anymore. That people aren't going to trial.
Right. And there's a podcast that I listen to, Wrongful Conviction with Jason Flom. And something that has been repeated throughout numerous interviews that he's done is the criminal justice system that we have is completely screwed up to where if you say, I'm guilty, you get to go home. If you say, I didn't do this, you go to prison for the rest of your life.
Yeah, that's a real mess. Is that, I mean, statistically, some of the people that are arrested by our fine boys in blue out there are not guilty, right? Because humans make mistakes, and that's the reason we have a criminal justice system. What's happened is, over the course of 240 years of bureaucracy, is that prosecutors, law enforcement, judges, these people have figured out ways to get around having to do their jobs,
right,
and give somebody a trial. Admittedly, not all trials are fair, but they they deserve to have one. Innocent people, to me, seem more likely to take a case to trial, but it's about 2/3 of people who take a felony conviction, felony charge to trial, end up convicted.
Right.
And that's a mess.
There's also a lot of people that will take what's called an Alford plea, which is something that I had not heard of until a couple of years ago, and it's something that I'm guessing a lot of other people have not heard of. So what an Alford plea is where you say, you have enough evidence to convict me, but I am not saying that I am guilty.
Right.
It's the no contest.
Yeah, no contest. That's the plea. And then some cases there won't be an adjudication of guilt necessarily with the sentence.
Having dealt with a lot of people, and I do immigration, I don't do criminal stuff, but a fair number of my clients have convictions, and I would say most of them, almost all of them, pleaded guilty. It's very rare for me to see anybody who actually went to trial, and I think I've only had one who pleaded no contest. The truth is most of them actually did it, but rarely I have seen people who, in my opinion, once I looked at all the facts, I did not think that they were guilty. I've seen it a couple of times.
I like the term 15%, but that's just...
That's unbelievable.
Floated out there.
But I have also seen, I've had very few very wealthy clients who've been accused of criminal activity, and I would say if you have a lot of money, you're not going to get convicted unless, like, you were really, really stupid and there's tons and tons of evidence. So the whole justice system is definitely skewed so that people who have a lot of money are far, far more likely to get away with stuff than anybody else.
Yeah, that's the truth. There's no way to avoid that. Let's go to Sarah calling in from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
I just wanted to mention that we're having the flu and the cold season, and I am convinced that probiotics, the good bacteria in yogurt, or that you could take it in vitamin form, will actually help flu and cold.
I don't know if it'll do that. It'll help digestion, is my experience. I've taken them.
Right. Well, that's the whole cell of it. It's supposed to help digestion. But what I'm saying is that in addition that I'm noticing it. That if they're, hello, are you still with me?
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I don't know if I got cut off, but these phones, I have no idea what's going on. So what I'm saying is that this is my hypothesis. This is my logic, is that You know, flu viruses are sometimes intestinal viruses. They're like stomach flus and so forth. So those are bad bacteria. So if you replenish it with a good, healthy bacteria, and
it can't hurt, right? The number, 855-450-3733. Sorry. Can't do anything about the clock. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Hey, you. Yeah, you.
Your imagination is limitless. Your potential is limitless.
We create websites, mobile apps, and animation. Let's design your story. SunstoneDigitalTech.com. 20% off. Quick. Call 888-211-7519.
We are digital.
Call now. 888-211-7519. Sunstone Digital Tech.
Limited time, limitless digital experiences.
Zencash has changed their name to Horizon to better represent their transition from a cryptocurrency to a pioneering platform that protects consumer data. They are working towards the day when anyone will be able to build privacy-based applications on the Horizon platform. The unique spelling of Horizon is a nod to their heritage and recognizes that they remain committed to the vision that their project was built upon. Their coin and ticker symbol remain ZEN. Learn more at horizon.global and join the Horizon community. Horizon.global.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about saveitpurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using saveitpurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. Saveitpurse.com. Saveatpurse.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, it's the Live Sunday edition, and Mark with you.
I'm Laurel.
And Daryl.
You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind here on Free Talk Live. Right now, we're talking about criminal justice reforms going on in California, and usually I don't have nice things to say about California, but today I'm saying nicer things than usual. You can call in and comment. Surely I'm wrong on something. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. But let's go to Parker, who's calling in from Washington. Parker, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mark, Daryl, Laurel. How's it going?
Good.
Good. What's on your mind?
Oh, not a whole lot. Before I get into my topic, I have one suggestion for your podcast. That's the way I listen to the show. So are you guys at all familiar with the Ernest Hancock show, Declare Your Independence?
Yeah, we syndicate him on the Liberty Radio Network at LRN.FM, and I've been to Ernie's house, and I've sat in on his show live from Phoenix.
Right. Well, what he does with his recordings of the show is he will record not just what he's talking about while he's on the air, but he also records conversations that are being had during the break. So if you guys could, like, sort of get that going, that'd be great.
If I did that, I would only do it for amplifiers. And
Okay, yeah, I see that.
See, what Ernie does, he connects through something called a Comrex to the Liberty Radio Network, and most of his guests aren't in his studio. They're connecting to him via phone call. And
oh, okay.
He just sets up his recorder, and he hits record at the beginning of his show at 9 o'clock Eastern, and he stops it either at noon or whenever his conversation with the person winds up ending the conversation, which he's had shows go until like 1:30 in the afternoon because Ernie likes to talk.
Yeah, I've noticed that he puts out a lot of content. And it's like, I can't listen to all this. Delete. But,
so you're telling me to go about doing something that you delete?
not necessarily, because like you guys would put out not the same amounts of like you'd put out
sure
the
wouldn't.
Same amount of content that you normally do with the show. It's just that instead you'd be putting out extra stuff that. No one cares.
Right, so basically you want the podcast to be 40 minutes longer and contain a lot of silence.
Yeah, because that's the thing is that Ernie's a talker here in the studio. It's kind of rough for new folks like Laurel. We're just either looking at stuff on our laptops or whatever.
They're pretty boring during the breaks.
Yeah, it's boring during
so
the breaks.
So you guys aren't actually having, like, other
generally we're not.
That are...
No.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so anyway, to the topic.
Oh, that wasn't the topic?
Okay, so the topic is what I would call the Unanimous Consent Act. Now, yesterday you guys were talking about voting and how your vote doesn't matter, which is absolutely true. Your vote does not matter because at no point will you ever have a circumstance where your vote makes or breaks an election. Or anything else for that matter. However, and before I go any further, I'd like to preface that this is essentially nothing less than like a pipe dream. I realize that the likelihood of this.
When you start using terms like never, I must point out that I've had two instances in the town I used to live in where I, in fact, was the deciding vote two different times. In one case, I was there. In one case, I wasn't. In one case, something passed because I wasn't there. In another case, something didn't pass because I was. And so it's possible if you have a small enough group of people.
Right. It's,
when it's a town of 1,600 people and it's a town meeting on a budgetary concern and 250 to 350 people are in a school gymnasium, then it's possible statistically that there might be.
Statistically possible, but very improbable.
Right. And this wasn't a 50-50 vote. It has to be by 65-66%. So that makes the math a little more likely that you're going to have an effect.
Right.
If it has to be 75%, it's even more likely. So,
but here's the so there's what 360 million Americans in the United States.
Around 320.
Yeah, I thought it was 330. Okay.
320, 330.
Yeah. And, right. And then there are different ages.
Lysander Spooner laid it out very well in the Constitution of No Authority that the people that claim to represent you don't actually represent you.
Uh-huh.
For numerous reasons. They don't have power of attorney. They are not responsible to you for any of the actions.
He wrote that in 1870, back when there was still a mandate on having a certain amount of representatives per certain number of citizens.
Right.
Now they don't.
Right. And the only way that a so-called representative could actually represent you is if everyone had unanimous agreement on who their representatives would be, and then those representatives would
sure,
vote.
Sure, but what's the point of that? I mean, we all know that politicians can't possibly represent us 100%, so?
So the idea, and again, this is a pipe dream. Just bear with me on this.
Okay.
But the idea would be that you have what would be called the Unanimous Consent Act, which would essentially nullify any laws that were passed without unanimous consent prior to the act being put in place, and then all other acts all legislation after the act being put in place would have to be passed with unanimous consent. Any votes in dissent to the act to further acts would basically put the brakes on things and it would not be able to proceed.
Okay, I used to be a Quaker and everything in the meeting house had to be done unanimously and we never got anything done. We could never reach a unanimous decision on anything. Nothing ever happened.
That's kind of the point he's
trying to make,
Congress should not pass any laws. Like, the Congress shall pass no law are my five favorite words in the Constitution. Unfortunately, there are a bunch of other words that follow that.
Right.
Yeah, there's nothing like sitting through a meeting for business in a Quaker meeting to disabuse you of those notions. It can take a long time to get things done, but one would presume if the most august legal minds in our nation happen to be sitting together in a room that they should be able to come together unanimously and make the very best laws.
It sounds great. The entire concept of this would be to create a system that by design creates gridlock, so much so that while the bureaucrats and politicians are bickering in Olympia or Washington or any other state house or capital, the free market will take hold and say, well, you guys aren't fixing this, so we'll fix it.
Let's just reinstate the Articles of Confederation. It'll be a lot easier to do than whatever the thing you're talking about.
Thanks for the call, Parker. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. 20 people are dead as federal officials investigate an upstate New York vehicle crash 30 miles west of Albany. One woman was nearby, and she heard the crash.
I heard this loud bang. I came out. I saw a lot of people up here at the Apple Barrel, out in the parking lot, and then I heard screaming.
A limousine carrying people to a birthday party ran a stop sign and plowed into an SUV in the parking lot at the intersection of two state highways. The National Transportation Safety Board is calling this a mass casualty event. They say it's the worst traffic accident in the U.S. in almost a decade. They'll spend a week trying to reconstruct what actually happened. 18 people inside the limo died, and two pedestrians were struck and killed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-453 here on Free Talk Live, talking about some criminal justice reforms going on in California and taking your calls. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
I'm Laurel.
And Daryl.
855-450-3733. Want to tell you about Zen. So Zencash is now Horizon. Zencash was the name of the organization. They still have the currency, which is called Zen, and we're actually giving some away. Over the last 8 weeks, Free Talks Live's given away over 11 Zen, and we're giving away some more. To enter the next giveaway, send your transparent Zen address. That means the kind that isn't completely private. Send it via email to Daryl@freetalklive.com.
That's me.
Yeah, and tell us how you listen to the show. The winner will be randomly selected from all entries and received before noon on Wednesday, October the 10th. Now, if you don't send the address and you don't tell Daryl how you listen to the show, you have not complied with the rules of the contest.
Correct.
This giveaway is open to all listeners of the show who have not won any of the previous Zen giveaways, and anyone who enters will be automatically entered to the grand prize drawing on November the 7th. So you can learn more about Horizon at horizon.global. That's horizen.global. The grand prize, by the way, is two Zen. So horizon.global. Let's go to Robert, calling in from Vermont. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
How much time, okay?
Yeah, you sound great.
Okay, great. Because I've been having issues with the phone. But I had a question I wanted to ask the attorney.
Okay.
How difficult is it to investigate a police officer or to retrieve an investigation that had been done on the police officer.
Okay, I do immigration, and while I do know a few things about a number of different areas of law, I'm not really an expert in any other area, and that's a very particular question about criminal law. I think I'm going to have to pass on that one. I really wouldn't know how to investigate a police officer.
That's one of the things. Thanks for the call, Rob. Appreciate it. That's one of the things about being an attorney is you know, you could be a podiatrist, and somebody calls in about brain surgery. It's like, well, if it was in your foot, I'd be able to tell you, but I don't.
Yeah, not too many people have their brains in their foot.
Yep. Yeah. That's why that's podiatrists aren't the people to call about brain surgery.
Although I've met a few.
But, you know, you're probably better off with a podiatrist, you know, than just your average person. So I appreciate it. Appreciate the call. Going on here, some criminal justice reforms going on in California. Another one is another bill, Senate Bill 1421, would make police disciplinary records available to the public when an officer commits sexual assault or lies on the job. The bill introduced by Senator Nancy Skinner of Berkeley. Skinner. This is about sexual assaults, and the woman's name is Skinner. But for those that don't know, one of the prison nicknames for people who commit sexual assaults is Skinner.
Yeah, I figured when you started laughing, I was missing some kind of prison joke.
Yeah. It's like a senator putting a rule in place about inmates and homemade knives being named Senator Shank.
Yeah.
Senator Shiv. Whatever. Let's see. It would also allow people to request access to investigations on records related to an officer's use of serious or deadly force. Currently, as San Francisco Chronicle reports, police personal records are shielded from public scrutiny, even when there has been substantial misconduct.
See, I think that they should have to abide by the same rules we do as attorneys. If we're disciplined in any way, the entire trial is made public for, you know, the period, basically forever. If you're disciplined, if you are suspended, it'll say why, and there'll be a transcript of what happened.
Sounds fair to me. I don't see.
So if we have to go through that, so should the cops, and so should the doctors, et cetera. It should all be a matter of public. If you lost your trial, if you won, okay, keep it private. But if you lost, no, it's public.
And I know that there's some kind of thing here in New Hampshire with what's called the Lori List, where it's a list of police officers that have, you know, been, I think, found guilty of various things, and there's actually, I think it's half a dozen journalistic organizations plus the ACLU that are suing to try to get a copy of this list that the Freedom of Information Act law completely protects because they consider it to be part of the personnel file.
Yeah. Well, that's essentially a public sector union issue. So the police officers have unions, and they get the rules written the way they want them written. And it doesn't have anything to do with the real employer, which is supposed to be you and I. We're certainly the ones that pay the paychecks, but not we really don't have any of the rights of an employer.
Right. The employer would be the city manager, the police chief, the town council, or something.
So here's one that I have. I'm surprised. Like, for one, when I hear the terms criminal justice reforms from California, as a person who's, you know, kind of from the right side of the spectrum generally, I kind of shudder a little. Anything that comes out of California, I'm just expecting, I'm just cringing, waiting for, you know, some bad news. But most of these, I think, have been pretty good ideas so far. This one, keeping young kids out of jail. Now, I happen to have been incarcerated at a youthful offender prison, and they had people as young as 12 years old. My son's 10, and the idea that, first off, that a 12-year-old would be incarcerated with 25-year-olds sounds ridiculous to me. I mean, huh,
yeah.
I wonder if they're going to get exploited in some manner or another. But, you know, like, it's a real... You've really thrown up your hands and said, well, there's nothing we can do with this 12-year-old if you're sending them off to prison. There has to be something else they can do. Anyway, Senate Bill 439 would keep most kids younger than 12 away from the juvenile justice system. Unlike 21 other states, California currently does not have a minimum age limit for juvenile courts, which means children as young as 5 are sometimes prosecuted. In a recent op-ed supporting SB 439, Laura Garnett, chief probation officer for Santa Clara County, described a 10-year-old, same age as my son, who had been detained in juvenile hall for a minor offense. The justice system has no place for very young children. We had to give him a box to stand on so he could peer out of the window of his cell. He couldn't reach the privacy curtain to his cell to use the toilet, and he felt alone and scared that we brought him stuffed animals to comfort him. Last year, 637 kids younger than 12 were referred to probation in California, mostly for minor offenses like curfew violations and misdemeanors. The bill on Brown's desk would encourage law enforcement to release kids to their parents or guardians instead. However, young children who are accused of murder, rape, and violent sexual crimes could still be brought to juvenile court. I presume they should be, but I feel like there's so few options for judges out there. Having been in, prison, I can say it's not just giving a man a hammer, it's giving a man only a hammer.
Right.
And, like, there's nothing else they can do. Basically, there's prison and nothing else that judges can do. They can try, at-home detention, but essentially they're vilified.
Are there not juvenile detention facilities anymore?
Yeah, there are juvenile detention facilities, but what is that? It's a prison for young people. I mean, it's really no different.
Right, but it solves the problem of having a 12-year-old in lockdown next to a 30-year-old.
Yeah, I can tell you that in my experience, the people I talk to, I've never been to a juvenile detention center, but I can tell you the people I've talked to, the sexual assaults occur in juvenile detention centers, not in prison. The people that I met that went through lots of them that went through the juvenile system ended up in the youthful offender system. You know, that's where the touching goes on. And I'm not saying I've got a lot of answers here, but because a lot of times you're dealing with, releasing them to parents, the parents are the problems.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, there's not a lot of good, advice I've got, but prison and juvenile detention center.
Foster care for teenagers isn't really better.
Right.
Well, I've seen some good foster parents, and I've heard of some really bad ones. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Usually it's too late by then, by teenage years. Free Talk Live.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening in your home anytime, anywhere. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. Blink is an Amazon company.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295 5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, live Sunday edition. You can call in and talk about whatever you want. We're talking about some criminal justice reforms going on in California right now, being signed into law. Best we can tell, they've all been. You're welcome to call in and comment on that. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. It's Mark with you.
I'm Laurel.
And Daryl. And want to tell you about Liberty.menu. For a long time, and I can think of at least a decade, libertarians have wanted a directory of liberty-minded businesses. Well, Liberty.menu is one, and it's a tool for our community. At its core is a directory for events, businesses, digital content, and more. Listings can be rated and reviewed, kind of like on Yelp, but there's also a bit of a social networking aspect where you can connect and share with other users. Use of Liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Put your voluntarist ideas into action at Liberty.menu and use code FTL to get a special Free Talk Live listener badge. Liberty.menu.
So some of these reforms are going on in California, and mind you, I'm not someone who praises things that go on in California too often, but there's another Senate bill here that's going to prevent some teens from being tried as an adult. And this is something I've harped on for some time, is if you can try a teen for an adult because they've committed an adult crime, this is what I've heard people say. And I'm not saying there aren't crimes out there that are heinous that young people shouldn't receive long sentences for or whatever. But if you can commit as a juvenile, you can commit an adult crime. Then as an adult, can you commit a juvenile crime?
No.
If I went, if I went over town here and I got a can of spray paint and I painted, I don't know, taxes are theft on the side of the IRS building, would I be sentenced as a juvenile?
It would be pretty juvenile behavior.
It would be juvenile type behavior, right? Spray painting anything is pretty juvenile behavior. And so,
but you do bring up a good point. Because there are some adults that only have the mental capacity of a child, but they're not charged as a juvenile. They don't go to a juvenile court. They are charged as an adult. They go to the adult courts, even though they don't necessarily understand or comprehend what's going on.
If they don't understand what's going on, then they can't be tried. They would actually be found incompetent. If they truly don't understand and they can't participate in their defense, then they wouldn't stand trial at all.
Well, but I've seen numerous stories of adults with IQs of 70 to 80 that are convicted of murder, even though they could not comprehend what was happening.
Someone with an IQ of 70 to 80 is going to understand, you know, more than somebody with an IQ of 40. So the question is, do they understand what's happening? Maybe they can have a lower mental capacity. Somebody with an IQ of 70 to 80 is considered borderline. They're not actually mentally disabled. Mentally disabled is below 70.
So one thing I can say is that obviously people mature at different speeds. So if we use this term 18 as adult, a majority age, then one would presume, and by the way, they mature in different ways at different speeds. So you could physically mature, you could have a mature sense of, I don't know, mathematics, but not a particularly mature sense of, you know, right and wrong or whatever. You know, I went through my juvenile career in high school, and I never got caught for anything I ever did. The first crime that I was ever convicted of was the crime that I went to prison for, and I gotta say that if I'd been caught doing some, you know, skipping lunch line or something, you know, probably would have been a little more mature, but I just kept on feeling like I could get away with things. So I think that to some extent that's a maturity. Anyway, all I'm saying, we'll go on here talking about this, and we'll see what we think about it.
So I'm trying to find what the IQ was of Ricky Ray Rector.
Okay.
Does that name sound familiar to either of you?
No.
No.
He was executed in 1992 in Arkansas, when Bill Clinton was the governor.
All right.
Ricky Ray Rector, for his last meal, did not eat his dessert, and when asked, he said, "Oh, I'll come back and eat that when we're done with the thing." He had no clue that he was about to die.
Clearly.
Yeah, so
he was executed, and he was considered, you know, like, mentally competent.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's obviously a mistake. He shouldn't have stood trial at all because he's clearly not competent.
But obviously, when people don't stand trial, they're not getting away with it, right? They're not just saying, oh, well, too dumb to handle this. Let's just let him back out on the streets.
Right. It's basically what you're describing, somebody who genuinely doesn't understand. Like, if you have somebody who's mentally disabled and they take something from the store, you know, while their mom isn't looking, and, you know, even if it's an adult, he doesn't understand that that's stealing. So he doesn't understand that he's done anything wrong. So he wouldn't be standing trial because he's not competent.
Yeah, he can't defend himself. But I'm sure that some dum-dums have committed murder in the past, and those people should go to mental hospitals to live out the rest of their lives. I'm not saying they should get away with anything, but at the same time,
my point is that there are rules on the book that are supposed to prevent this from happening.
In theory,
and
yes,
people
keyword
are going to
supposed to
exactly. People are going to slip through, and I don't think. But there is the rule. So creating the rule isn't going to solve the problem because it already exists.
And I tend to not lose too much sleep over people with low IQs that kill people getting executed. I don't know if he did or not. I'm just saying that I tend not to lose sleep with it. It's a great story, mind you.
Great as in absolutely horrible.
Well, it's great because it illustrates, you know, that some people are clearly not understanding what's going on, right?
And there's actually a Supreme Court case that the court heard the arguments, I think, a week and a half ago about a guy that's in death row in Alabama. He's had several strokes over the years that he's been on death row. I think it's been close to 30 now. And he has severe dementia, has no recollection of the crime that happened or why he is incarcerated.
Sure.
And so the Supreme Court is going to have to decide whether or not he can be executed for the crime.
Yeah, this is another issue that prisons are having to deal with, is that because longer sentences are being implemented, and you've got people who committed crimes in their 20s, and teens,
right,
now, you know, heading up into their 70s and 80s, more and more prisons are having to confront what to do with the geriatric inmates, and it used to be they'd just kick them out because statistically, if you released everybody at the age of 27, the likelihood of them recommitting is low.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they don't do that because the notion is that somehow legislators who came up with these sentencing guidelines know best as to how long somebody should be in prison. Honestly, it's different for everybody, and that if you want, if you care about anything like rehabilitation, then, you know, that's a different period of time for everybody. And,
right.
And I don't think a parole board can even figure that out either.
The reason, it's kind of twofold. The way that mandatory minimum sentencing came about, it came about because some politicians were, quote-unquote, upset that certain judges were giving certain people different sentences for the same crime. And they also wanted to be able to tell their constituents, I'm tough on crime.
Sure.
And if you look at the graphs of prison population, you will see that in the early to mid-1980s, once mandatory minimum sentencing guidelines came in, they just start going straight up.
Yeah, well, the crime rate went down too at the same time. So it's causation correlation. We don't know. Maybe this system of throw them all away and throw away the key. Maybe it's reduced crime, but on a worldwide scale, crime's reduced too, and they don't all have the same policies the United States does. So
right, the U.S. has 25% of all inmates, but only 5% of the human population.
Yeah, the incarceration rate in the United States per capita is remarkably higher than it is in other countries.
And some of the reduction in the crime rate just simply has to do with an aging population. It's what you mentioned before, that the most of the crimes are committed by males between the ages, I think, 15 and 27.
Yeah,
and so as the, you know, we become an older average age in the population, you would expect to see the crime rate to go down.
This Senate Bill 1391 would prohibit prosecutors from recommending that 14- and 15-year-olds be tried and sentenced as adults. Currently, teens this age who commit certain serious crimes can be transferred to adult courts with a judge's approval. Once in the adult system, they can face lengthy sentences, even life in prison. And I gotta say, I saw that, and it doesn't say much about mercy or the ability to reform. You know, the idea that our justice system gives the ability to reform if you're putting a 14-year-old in prison for life. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.